It is 9:30 on this Friday morning. As we continue with the program, joining me on the line now is Greg Markkanen, who is running as a Republican in the 110th District State House race. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you very much, Walt. Good to be here.
Good to have you on with us this morning. We wanted to talk with you a little bit about your campaign for the 110th. That represents the Western Upper Peninsula and also a portion of Marquette County in that district. Let's start with a little bit of background, Greg. Tell me a little bit about yourself and why you're running in this race.
Well, I'm from Hancock. My wife and I have two children. We lived up in Hancock, I think, for 23 years now. Prior to that, we lived in Marquette. I'm running because I believe in serving the community, serving my state. I've served in the military and Copper Country AmeriCorps program and on the Hancock City Council, so this is just the logical next step for me.
What are some of the key issues that you are looking at addressing if you're elected? I know there's plenty that we'll touch on here in a moment, but what are the main ones that you want to address if you go to Lansing?
Well, thank you for asking, Walt. I think the main issue that comes up constantly when I'm knocking on doors is auto insurance. We need to reform auto insurance in the state of Michigan. We happen to be number one in the nation, some of the highest rates, and I think Detroit is the highest city in the state, in the nation. I know Representative LaFay down in the 108th has a plan. I know Ed McBroom, who's running for state senate, would like to do something about auto insurance. We'd like to save people at least 40% by reforming the schedule, the fee schedule, and everything like that. So I think it's an important thing, put money back in people's pocket.
Now, with this particular issue, I know with plans along those ways, there are certain things to look at. Are there aspects that you would want to explore, especially out of some of those plans, as you are mentioning, that you would like to get into effect to cut down on some of those auto insurance rates?
Well, I'd like to exempt senior citizens from the medical coverage. They're already covered with their Medicare. So why should they have to, pay for catastrophic coverage? That would probably even save them more than 40%. And so it put more money, especially people that are living on a fixed income, saving 40% or more would be a significant thing for them.
That'd be an interesting aspect to take on that. We're talking with Greg Markkanen. He is running as a Republican for the 110th District State House of Representatives. Let's talk a little bit about one of the key issues we're hearing about lots in polling, and that is infrastructure in the state and roads. What are some of your thoughts with rebuilding some of those, making them better if you were elected to represent the 110th?
Well, that's a good point. I would like to see, and I'd like to fight for as the next state representative to have all the money that's taxed on a gallon of gas go towards infrastructure. Right now, I think it's 18, 19 cents per gallon goes to infrastructure, and we're taxed at over 30 cents, 32, 33 cents. I would like to, and that goes into the general fund. I would like to see all the tax money go to roads and infrastructure. I think we have a good model right next to us in the state of Wisconsin, where they tax, I think, a gallon of gas at 32, 33 cents. And I believe 100% of that goes to infrastructure, and their roads are definitely in better shape. So I think we need to apply all that tax money on a gallon of gas to the roads and our bridges and the infrastructure.
We are speaking with Greg Markkanen. He is running in the 110th District State House of Representatives race. He's a Republican candidate. I wanted to ask you about education because you have a strong background. You're a teacher. You have a background in education. Let's talk about K through 12 and how things are looking right now in Michigan in terms of the per pupil funding and funding of districts. And what would you look to keep, and maybe what improvements and changes would you make?
Well, I'd like to see some equity across the state with per pupil funding if we're going to maintain funding in that way. I'd like to, explore with Ed McBroom and other UP representatives possibly another way to fund schools in Michigan, possibly per classroom, separate transportation and other costs from the per pupil. So we're just paying per classroom. I think it would be a more effective way. There's school districts downstate that are getting a lot more per pupil than we are up here, and we have a lot more transportation across the UP. I know there's some districts in the Copper Country that, you know, bus over 300,000 miles a school year, and, you know, they're not compensated for that.
Big part of education in the 1/10 is also in higher education with community colleges and public universities like Michigan Tech. What role would higher education have in your plans if elected? And are there things that you would look to change, maybe focusing more on career and technical education, certifications? What's your higher education plan?
Well, I'd like to continue to support our community colleges so they can do a better job at providing skilled trades training. Bay du Nac, Gilgibbick Community College are two of the finest community colleges in the nation, and they need to be continued to be supported in order to provide that CTE. And I think we can do a better job at the high school level preparing students for CTE. I know we have a millage in the Copper Country and students get one class, but I think that's just a start. We need to expand on that. Michigan Tech, an incredible asset. They got rid of their two-year programs. I would like to see them bring those two-year programs back, especially in surveying, in the forestry. As industries expand, those two-year programs were very effective in training people for those career fields.
We're talking with Greg Markin, and he is running as a Republican in the 110th District in the State House of Representatives. Greg, before we let you go here, if people want to find out more about your campaign, what's the best way to do that?
Well, I got a Facebook page, Committee to Elect Greg Markin. You can send me an email at markinen2018@gmail.com, or just give me a phone call or message me on Messenger. I'm available, you know, 12, 13 hours a day. So please, if you have any concerns, please give me a holler.
Well, we appreciate you, taking a little time with us this morning, Greg, and we will talk with you soon. Good luck on the rest of the campaign, and we will be in touch.
Thank you very much, Walt.